From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It truly is a joy to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue and complete our study on Psalm 16, entitled The Need for God. You need God. Do you know that? Do you depend upon God? I need God, and I know that I need to depend upon Him more and more every day. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you need God's salvation. The Bible says that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you have not trusted Christ as Savior, you need God to give you the salvation that you can find nowhere else. And that is salvation from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. I would encourage you to trust Christ as your Savior today. As a Christian, you need God today for the strength and for the provision that He gives. And that's what we find brought out for us here in Psalm 16. You see, no doubt that what we see in Psalm 16 is that the psalmist David is rejoicing over God's provision in sparing him from King Saul back in 1 Samuel chapter 26. And as the psalmist David goes down through this psalm, he expresses the fact that his need for God is great, and his need for God is received because of his position in God and because of his provision from God. And we've had the opportunity to study that in the first 8 verses of Psalm 16, Monday through Thursday this week. But now we're going to come into the last part of the psalm, where we see that it's teaching us that we need God because of our prospect in God. If you have your Bible open there, look at Psalm 16 and verse 9. It starts out with the word therefore. And remember that every time you find the word therefore, it's important to look back over the previous context to see what it's there for. And, as I just mentioned, in verses 1 through 4, we see that we have a great position in God. He is our preserver, our protector, our master, and our unifier. In verses 5 through 8, we see our provision in God, the fact that He is our fullness, our counsel, and our security. Now, because of all of that, we have a great prospect in God. Verses 9 through 11, and the word therefore in verse 9 reflects back upon the fact that our position in God is great and our provision from God is great. Therefore, our prospect in God is marvelous as well. Let me read those verses. Verses 9, 10, and 11 of Psalm 16, where it says, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We're talking about our need for God. Certainly, our position in God is great. Certainly, our provision in God is abundant. But what about our prospect in God? I want to tell you, we need God because of the fact that we need to understand that the best is yet to come. First of all, in verse 9, we see that God is our source of joy and hope. You see it, he says there in Psalm 16 and verse 9, therefore my heart is glad, my glory rejoiceth, my flesh also shall rest in hope. You know, I realize, and I'm sure that you do as well, that so many people today are trying to find joy and hope and happiness and gladness in the things of the world. And they try it through drugs and illicit sex and alcohol and, well, we can just go on and on. Unfortunately, I believe, in fact, I know it's true, that there are so many Christians who try to find joy and hope in the things of the world as well. I want to remind you, dearly beloved, joy and hope is not found in the world. True source of joy and hope is found only in God, only in Jesus Christ. It is God who gives us joy through His present benefits, and we've been talking about His present benefits this week. How that God is always there to provide our every need. Every day, His blessings are poured out upon us. Praise God for that. But God also gives us hope through His future promises. Yes, the best is yet to come. No matter what today is, no matter what the trials, the circumstances, the problems are of this day, and you name them, name the difficulties that you're going through right now. What are they? Do you have a financial need? Do you have a family need? Do you have a physical need? Well, I want to tell you something. Those needs are real. Those needs are great. But depend upon God, and He will provide those needs. He will see you through. But the hope of the reality is the best is yet to come, because all the trials and circumstances that we go through now will seem so small when we see Jesus Christ face to face. God is our source of joy and hope. We can rest in hope, the assurance that God is going to bring us through these circumstances in life and give us a home in heaven and a land without tears and a time without end. Hallelujah. We have a great God. But then our prospect in God is seen that God is our life. Look at verse 10 of Psalm 16. It says, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Now we know that this is a messianic psalm, a messianic verse, as it relates to the fact that God the Father would not leave God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, dead in the grave, but that He would come forth out of that grave to give eternal life to all those who call upon the name of the Lord. So we see here that God is our life. The fact of the matter is, as God the Father has raised Jesus Christ, His Son, from the dead, God the Father also gives eternal and abundant life to those of us who know Him through the resurrected Christ. Because of the fact that Jesus Christ has come forth out of the grave, you and I have a life that is worth living. You and I have a life that anticipates eternal life in the presence of God, where there will be no sin, where there will be no sorrow, where there will be no tears, where there will be no aches and pains, where there will be no fights, where there will be no need of anything, because we'll be in the presence of the Lord. God is our life. He not only gives us life everlasting, but He gives us a life that's worth living as one of His children. And so our prospect in God is great. He is the source of our joy and hope. He is our life, but then God is our pleasure. Look at verse 11 of Psalm 16. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." In other words, God gives us direction, but He says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Yes, beloved, God is our pleasure. You see, God gives us a life worth living. And that's what is meant by that phrase, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." The path of life can go through some difficult places. It can go through valleys. It can go through dungeons. It can go through forests. It can go over mountains. It can go through some difficult places. But the path of life is always worth living, because God has promised us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. But God gives us the completion of joy. He says there, "In thy presence is the fullness of joy." Now, certainly we can look forward to when we are with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, in a time without end. But right now, beloved, right now, this very second, wherever you are, whatever it is that you are going through, God's presence is there. He's with you. As we brought out yesterday, He's even in you through faith in Christ. Focusing on that will give you the fullness of joy. Oh, you might not be in a happy situation, but you can know the joy of the Lord because you're in His presence. And then it says that God gives us eternal pleasure. The last part of verse 11 of Psalm 16 says, at thy right hand, that is again in God's presence, there are pleasures forevermore. God gives us eternal pleasure. He gives us pleasure in this life as we walk with Him and as we talk with Him, but He also gives us pleasure in heaven, in His presence, forever. What are the lessons we learn from Psalm 16? Well, number one, we all need God, and God is all that we need. Number two, the way to have God is through faith in Jesus Christ alone, and if you've not yet trusted Christ, I encourage you to do that. And then thirdly, those of us who have God through faith in Christ need to focus on Him more so as to understand and experience all that God has for us. He is the one who will take care of us in life and for all of eternity. Hallelujah, for what a great God. It's been a joy to have you there by the radio today. I trust you have a great weekend, and then, the Lord willing, Monday, we'll be back to study the Word of God together once again. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Or you can visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you again on our next Living Truth radio program. And until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.